Hello, and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2. Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
Rob, who plays Codex.
Evening, everybody.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hi. Evening. I had to think about it for a moment. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was more confused.
Oh, God.
All right.
Natalie.
So,
I'm not.
Question of the day. What is your character's celebrity crush? Or who is their celebrity crush? Because guess what? Now I get to fill in the world some more. And you guys are like, you fucking
suck. Damn it, Paul.
I don't know where that one came from, but it was so, it was too good not to use.
Damn you.
The silence is deafening.
Can you said first celebrity crush? And my brain...
Current celebrity crush.
Oh, I thought you said first. Well, still, current celebrity crush. Paul. We'll say the name together. Do you know the name? Oh, no.
She's not a celebrity.
No, not her!
Then no, I don't know.
Okay, never mind.
All right, who wants to go first?
Well, since my character is still kind of new to the world, he doesn't know these celebrities, so he'll have to go from his world.
Or you just go, think of, I guess you haven't really interacted with social media that much either.
Exactly.
And yours is less fun then, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Less world building.
Yeah. I'm actually going to give you a pass on this one.
I do have an answer, though.
All right, I'm listening.
Siren, but not that siren.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because he still listens to music.
Yeah.
In book one, Paul mentions a character named Siren, which is actually a character from one of our other games.
Yeah. A friend of ours, yeah.
Who is a musician.
Yeah. Musical genius.
Yeah. And yeah. Was also the face of the party.
Powerful ass mage. Cool. Art. Art's like, son of a bitch. The look on his face is like, what the fuck did you do to me?
Yeah. And that's a really good question.
You want to take a second while Natalie tries to go?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, you said celebrity crush. The first person that popped in my head... I don't think would exist in this world, but maybe he would, was Zac Efron. So maybe someone that is like Zac Efron in this world.
Zac Efron would exist.
I mean, yeah, probably, but...
I'll take it.
Listen, I can't help myself. I'm sorry.
I know I spelled that wrong, but it's...
Did you write Zac Efron? Why? Zac Efron-esque. There you go.
I try not to use real people. So that's less helpful.
I know,
to me, but
like you get it.
I was kind of hoping you'd come up with like a cape name or like a new celebrity who I could use.
No,
but no.
Come up with someone.
It's all on you, Art.
Came up with the whole fucking world.
Jesus Christ! Oh, like,
not the whole world.
80% of the world.
90. Give yourself more credit.
Name generator. There you go.
And 10% Natalie had, so 80.
Oh, I guess it would be... Well, I know who he'd pick if he actually knew she existed. Would have been the nature...
Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, nobody knows that she exists other than...
People in Japan know she exists.
Yeah, but...
She's like a well-kept secret. To his detriment.
Yes. So.
I mean,
all right.
Lumberjack has a sidekick, a female sidekick.
Oh, does he?
Arbor Gal.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's.
Yeah.
I did not anticipate this one.
Yeah. This one is threw me for a loop because, you know. He's all nature and outdoorsy and, you know, so
like Bear Grylls' daughter or something like that, you know? Yeah. Like that would be his kind of thing, I get it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Natalie, I got you. I got you a name. So, Todd Baxter. There you go. That's what random name generator came up with.
And what's he known for?
He's an actor.
Does he have a spark? And if so, what is it?
Fuck, man. I don't know.
Animal transformations.
No, I don't know, man. Like, fucking turns into a bird.
Shapeshifter. Got it.
Can turn into a bird.
Shapeshift into animals. Got it. Or it's like, I don't want to talk about it, Paul. I got nothing here. It's okay if you can't come up with something.
I mean,
I already got my laugh out of it, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, I haven't stopped smiling, so. Usually I don't get you.
Yeah, usually, but yeah, this one is, you know, because he's, I always think of him as he doesn't get the starstruck thing and he's.
Well, when you're that charismatic, like even if you see someone who's prettier than you, you're like, yes, but,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's.
I almost think it'd be someone who like totally off the wall, like a female hockey player or like a female basketball player who's just like, yes, that I'm not like that, but yes, you know,
I was thinking
like one of the Williams sisters, you know, like kind of like just the like he appreciates prowess.
Okay.
Yeah, like that was the other like way my brain went. So I would think like Dynamo or something like that. Like known or like now she's known for being a giant in a chainmail bikini per Haley's decision, which that was not the way she was built, but that's how she is now.
That would work.
You think Dynamo?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it.
I was thinking that he looked at a reflection of himself and he's like, that's my crush.
No, he is not narcissistic.
Not narcissistic, okay.
All right, interesting. All right, who wants to do the recap from last time?
We went to visit our own families.
That was it.
Was that last time?
Yep.
Because we ended at the beach vacation.
Ended with the beach vacation and that's it. Nothing else happened. And we came back to school because I yelled at you that it made no sense. It had to be the beach because you made it the beach. You didn't have to, but you did.
And as you're sitting on the Malibu beach, you hear screaming as things start coming out of the water. I believe I had your roll initiative, but I don't remember what it was.
No, we did not roll.
No.
All right, so let me describe the scene.
I mean, it's a dream. Got it.
Beautiful pink beach, you know, gorgeous sand. You guys are, you know, enjoying. You've probably been here over almost 2 hours. Like, you're getting winding down to how long you really want to be at the beach. And you are, you know, greeted by screams. And as you look up, you see crab-esque, you know, not like monsters crawling out of the water and grabbing people.
There's
probably 30 of them, but you see other supers and capes are getting involved, but you see near you, there's probably maybe 6 and 2 of them have hostages already. And 2 looks like they're grabbing. And then there's 2 bigger ones who look like they're charging towards you guys.
Well, here we go.
I was asking what you guys wanted to do first.
Oh, well, I already rolled.
Well, I suit up. It's an instant.
Bonus action. Pop. Okay.
Did we? Because of my power set, I thought it was more of instant.
Yeah, yours is just it's always on, but it's not visible. And you kind of just will, I want to be defended. And it appears.
And my initiative is last. Natalie needs a roll 1 in order for me to go before her.
I got an 18 plus 7. I'm sorry.
I go at 9. 7 plus 2.
Okay. Sorry, I had to finish writing out what I was going to use for the stats, because I had it partial, but I needed to finish it. Okay, I need initiative rolls, you said?
Yes.
Group 1 is on 13. Group 2. Fuck. Is on 3.
I'm at last.
How close were you to being last?
I rolled a 9.
Oh, okay. Well, I rolled the fucking 3 and I got to keep the fucking 3.
Well, when you get somebody that's plus 4 and plus 7.
I didn't think they were going to win.
No, I'm talking about the rest of the group. I figured I'd be last amongst them.
All right, y'all.
Well,
like I said, there's two of the smaller ones who have hostages already. Two others that are almost that are near another group, and then there's two bigger ones who are charging towards you guys. You're probably no more than 60 feet from any of them, and we're going to play fast and loose with distances right now, so don't really worry about it too hard. Because it's not fun to listen to go 30 feet, go 6 feet. You know, that's less fun than the other minding it. Unless it really matters, which for the Devara Institute, it's going to matter a little more because there's traps and stuff involved. Mm-hmm. You're on a beach. That's less of a factor here. Who's first?
Natalie at 25.
I call out Harriet, the Beast of Sky.
Call, call!
And Murphy. And Murphy comes out.
Rawr.
And then we go, I say, to the hostages. And then I shoot the crab.
They're all crab-like.
I shoot the crab with the hostage.
Okay.
One of them.
If you roll a 1, you will hit the hostage. Just so we're on the same page.
That's fine. I will save this hostage.
Does she still have her bonus action?
Yes.
Do you want to do extra damage?
No. Hunter's mark?
Yes.
Just the
Natural 20.
Okay. Fuck a duck. All right. Roll a d10 into d6.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 plus 5, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 damage, and then
plus 16 is 34. Drops it.
Murphy's turn.
Yeah, he'll move dash to get up to him.
I go.
Move dash. Now, Harriet can get an attack.
Okay.
So, because she's a bird, she's got 60-foot move.
Okay. She goes to take a dump on it. And that's shred.
Well, I got it. Acid shits. Understood.
Acid shits. Here you go.
It's plus 5.
7.
That's gonna miss.
I kind of figured.
You rolled a 2.
I pooped in the water.
Hey, if you rolled a 1, you would have pooped on the person.
I would have pooped on the person. That's not good. Okay, that's it.
All right, next.
That would be me.
You gonna summon a friend, or are you gonna wait?
I'm gonna wait. I'm going to go ahead and there are other people on the beach.
Yeah, not as many in your area. You kind of went to a more secluded part of it.
Okay.
Mirage's parents have already sprinted away to go help different groups. They're already fending off probably 5 or 6 of them on their own each.
Check. Whichever one is actually going towards other people on the beach, I will go ahead.
The two of the smaller ones are.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
And then there's the one other one that has one already. Still,
well, that's his job. Okay, I'm gonna protect the ones who haven't been
taken. I understand.
Yet. So I'm gonna go ahead and shoot a vine bolt.
Yeah, is it vine or thorn?
Thorn. Sorry. Okay. I
got you.
Yeah. 15 plus 8.
You hit.
6 plus
6.
6. Yeah, 12.
That hurts. All right. I figured you were going to quicken that and then use Entangle.
Yeah, I probably should have, but I forgot.
I know. We just talked about Metamagic. I figured yes. I was actually reminding you because you don't use him very much.
I don't.
Because you think he's a bard and he's not.
Yeah. I'm working it.
I know.
It'll get there.
Okay.
And then group one.
Group one. Cool.
One left.
Group one. No. There are.
There's five more of them total, yeah. I think. Mm-hmm.
Group one. The one that's alive with a hostage moves, and it's now at the edge of the water. They are not in yet, but they're about to be. The other two are going to reach out and grab hostages, and then that's their turn. They're going to grab hold of them. And that's it for me.
You're up.
I will run 30 feet closer. How many of the can I get in a 30-foot radius?
The little ones, you could get all three that are left.
What about the one with...
I'm sorry. You can get the... You can't get the one that is at the water, but you can get the other two. Or you can get both the big ones.
Both the big ones being one at the water?
No. The big ones are the ones who are charging at you guys.
Okay. How much further do I need to go in order to get the one with the person?
If you use a teleport or something to get to it.
Unfortunately, my taunt is a bonus action.
You could also use an action for it. I'm not going to ding you on that.
Or I use my action as a dash action.
Yeah, which would also
same distance.
That. Yeah. Would you like to do that?
No.
Move dash taunt?
I'm going to teleport taunt because I'm probably going to get hit by five of them. Or at least five of them are going to swing at me.
Well, it's pretty much just the two big ones, but yeah.
Just two big ones?
Two big ones.
I'll dash and then taunt.
Okay. And that means you have a move. Oh, move dash taunt. Got it. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And you're in the big armor, right?
Yeah, I'm in my full plate.
Okay. Next is me. My two big ones?
Yep.
The big ones oblige. Oh, I got to make saves real quick for them.
I did get the one with the hostage, though.
The one, yeah. What's your save?
20. Oh, for the taunt is 15. Sorry. I thought you were talking about my armor class.
Oh, I made it then. For the two big ones.
The slow blink.
did it make a charisma save?
Wait, I thought it was wisdom. Shit. No, they didn't make it. I rolled a 12.
Just double checking on my notes. Yeah, charisma.
Fuck. You can put that in your attacks on your sheet.
Okay, well, eventually.
All right, so that they have to attack you or they get disadvantage.
Yep.
Good thing they already wanted to do that. All right. They are going to swarm you, and it seems like they are very good at fighting together.
Pack tactics.
Purple's the first attack from the left one. I'm going to hit you twice. I'm sorry. Does a 28 hit you?
If it didn't, I would have some concerns.
Does a 29 hit you?
If a 28 hits me.
I rolled really well. It's two hits from the first one.
I'm tempted to Silvery Barb. I'm going to Silvery Barb. So I get advantage on my next attack.
21.
I don't have a reaction, so they both hit.
Yeah, and then here's the two from the second one.
Right, pack tactics.
23 and a crit.
I'm in trouble.
Well,
I'm in danger. All right.
Do I have anything that could stop them?
Kill them.
Also, I have a question.
I'm listening.
Why isn't it called pack instead of pack tactics? Why not it called tactics?
Because originally it came from wolves that get the ability, and they're the only ones.
I always thought you were like, well, you see, it's because that's stupid. All
right, here's the first two. 12 and 9.
21.
Second two. 11.
32.
And this is the crit, which was not bad this time. 13, 50, 20.
52, I'm down.
You should have done the dash. They should have done the teleport.
Yeah.
And they ignore you now.
Why? They should probably, honestly, be taking me to the water.
No, you're not living.
You're not living, and their job is to kill. Kill the defenders. And you guys got aggressive when they came out. It's like, alright, I guess that's what we're doing. You said fight me, they said bring it, bitch. And then they hit you. And you notice that the red luster in their eye, oh, they notice the red luster in their eyes fade. It looks like they are no longer pack tactics because they don't have blood rush.
Tactics.
The first round of attacks is at advantage. That, you know how crabs are really fast for a second and then they slow down?
All right. That would be you.
Did you have your temp HPs? Did you count them?
I did not have access to them and they would have been burnt anyway.
Okay.
I would have had a total of 49 hit points out, and I took 52 damage.
Okay.
Would you say I'm close to him?
Yeah.
I ran
60 feet away.
Okay.
I'll get you. I'll get him up.
Okay, because I was going to stuff a good berry into him.
No, he's 60 feet away from you.
Okay. That's fair. Okay. Well, Paulbert, we're going to bow.
Is this the one that's almost in the water?
Damn it. If I moved you out of the way, it would have been another 20. God damn it. It was a 2. We move on to Murphy. Hold on.
Yeah.
Murphy's finally in range.
He is in range. We're not using you. We are going to bite. See? Well, I just knocked it into 9. 9 plus 5. Or what is it? Plus what?
5.
Plus 5?
Miss.
Okay. Well, and then now it's time. This is not a good turn for me. Now it's time for Harriet. I pulled Harriet out for the first time. Did she say anything?
Oh, ha-ha, I'm free. Now to kill. No, she's not like that. She says, just kidding, I'm going to shit on them. What kind of bird is she? I'm guessing a seagull.
A macaw.
Okay, what kind of macaw?
I don't know what kind of macaws there are. I just thought of a macaw.
There's the African gray, the blue and gold.
What's the one that's like very colorful?
If you're thinking pirates, it would be the blue and gold.
We'll go with that one. Are you okay? Is your knee okay? Because that's definitely what hit the table.
I'll be fine.
Okay. This bird is...
This shit's so hard.
This bird's about to shit on some crabs. 19 plus 5.
Hits.
Yes. Oh, that's... Listen, I love you, bird, but you get a D4 plus 5.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Hey, it's extra damage for you.
I rolled a 4, though, so plus 5 is 9. That's the only damage I dealt this turn. Holy shit. Oh my god.
At least you dealt damage.
You're dead.
I'm down. Not dead.
Okay.
And with the 9 damage, it does drop the hostage.
Oh, cool.
Seems like they don't have a very good grip because they're so big and their claws are big, but they're like you haven't used both. That's why they're not trying to do any attacks.
Big, meaty claws.
Okay.
That's it.
Next.
I'm going to go ahead and twin a healing word on Codex.
So healing word, you mean quicken? Because twin, you can't aim at the same target twice.
Oh, okay.
Not to rules lawyer you, but that's kind of my job.
So 2d4 plus 12?
You can't. You can only do one.
Quicken. I can only do quicken.
So he could so
the quicken he can well no right.
So you could do a real spell like you could do like a thorn bolt at one and then use the other or you could technically entangle with your power set.
I'm going to entangle the one that's heading into the water with the
hostage
captor, with the hostage.
It should drop its current hostage.
Okay.
And if she willingly fails the save against your entangle, she won't be able to be picked up, which is kind of the right thing. And I didn't realize that would be so good. And you're going to Thorn Bolts. What?
No, he's going to Healing Word.
Healing Word.
Oh, Healing Word. You're right.
So,
all the healing. So you don't have to quicken.
So, four.
Oh, no, he's cut it.
I just cut it in half. Okay. It's easier than rolling a d4.
You're right. I use Arch Force. They're fine.
See? How much?
So, 10.
Nice.
Maxed it out.
Mm-hmm. And then the Entangle. Believe that's going to be a
save.
Dex save?
It's dex to avoid it, strength to get out of once you're in.
Yeah.
So it will roll a dex save at plus that. I'm rolling so well against you guys tonight. 22.
That'll save.
I didn't think I was going to make it, to be honest. I'll roll for the other two that are in it. Because you got all the scouts with all the skirmishers with it.
Okay.
Because it's a 20-foot radius, right?
I believe so.
Or is it bigger than that? It's pretty big.
I thought it was small, 10-foot radius.
Mm-mm. Tangle's bigger than you think it is. Is it a 20-foot cube?
I haven't gotten all of the... Hang on, I got it. Just be patient. 20-foot cube.
So, you know, you only get the one with that.
Okay.
All right. So, that was a turn. Do you want to move closer?
Oh, no, it is a strength save.
Okay, then I got a 19. Does that still make it?
Yeah.
Okay. They're not strong. They're dexterous. They're the skirmishers. Okay.
All right.
You going to move closer? You going to stay where you are?
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pull out a friend now.
That sounds like a very good plan.
Ooh, something new, I think.
Is it three?
No, three.
Oh, no.
It's Rachel.
No.
Haley?
No, it's Matthew.
Matthew, that's
who. You just got him the other day.
Yeah.
He got to meet your dad yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. For the first time ever.
The bodybuilder fighter.
That's a convenient pull right now. That was a I watched the roll, but it was a convenient fucking pull right now.
So let me pull up his sheet, and then he will move in
to the melee with the big crab man.
Yes,
he's a brute, right?
Brick brain.
I don't know what their ranged option is. I know
he was throwing shock puts last time.
No, that was Andrew.
That was Andrew?
That was Andrew. Matthew's only ever been out for role playing.
Gotcha.
The reason why I brought it up is I know that I think the Ares has like a chain gun kind of thing they can do.
Chain blaster?
Big dame. Yeah. Yes, but no, it's the style of it is like an auto fire.
All right, so the ranged, because he's gonna. So what did I decide? I didn't decide on what he was gonna do.
You were supposed to do that.
Yeah, I know I was supposed to do that. But
what's his flavor? You said he's a bodybuilder type.
Yes,
short bodybuilder type.
Yes.
The vibe I get off of that is ice element is like ice.
Okay.
But that's just me.
That works for me.
Kind of like a Bobby from like Iceman kind of deal.
Yep. I gotcha. He's gonna go ahead and throw a ranged ice bolt at him.
I like it. Is that a two?
Yes, it is. We're not doing very well today.
Y'all, my dice are on higher, and your dice are kicking you in the ass.
Yes. All right. So that takes, and he's going to actually move up.
Cool. I think he's got a bonus action leap, too. Oh, no, that's the other one. Never mind. Okay. All right. Who's after you? Is it me?
Group one, I think.
Yep.
Group one. Group one is going to try and, he's going to try and pick up the girl. She's going to be unwilling, so he has to roll opposed. One of you roll a d20. With advantage. Yeah, looks like I volunteered to contribute. Advantage. Is that a 2 and a 1?
I don't want to talk.
Are we all doing that bad tonight?
I got a 17. I don't know what y'all are talking about. I'm doing a great. I'm having a great time.
Well, so here's the thing. I'm not doing so hot.
He manages to rip her out of the vines. But that is his whole turn, is to pick her up and, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe you should have rolled because it's your vines, right? We could retry?
No. We're just gonna deal with it.
Alright, I'm sorry.
Alright, that was that. And then the other one picks is gonna carry his hostage to the edge of the water. The other one's gonna grab a hostage. So, two edge of the water, one with a hostage, not to the other edge of the water.
All right. Codex.
You're up.
Are the two big guys still near me?
Right on top of you.
I'm going to stand up. I'm going to cast Wither Bloom. Wither and Bloom.
I love that spell. Heal yourself.
Mm-hmm. And deal damage to them at the same time.
It's not a ton of damage, but it's something.
Mm-hmm.
Con save, right?
I believe so. Yep, con save.
These are tanky boys.
Hey, Paul, maybe you'll use different die. Here, use this one.
No, good.
Are you sure you don't want this one?
If you'd like to grab me a different set of dice, you can grab them from behind you. I'm giving you that power. You, the dice are behind you.
Oh, God. I don't know if I should do that.
Choose your own destiny. Wow, they both failed.
It doesn't matter.
Are you serious?
On the two damage dice, they're both twos.
I'll take four.
And on the die for my own healing, I heal 2 plus modifier for 7 points.
I thought you were going to say 1.
I'll take 4.
And I still got my bonus action. I'm going to give myself 4 temporary hit points.
I thought you were going to teleport in place to give yourself resistance instead.
When their attacks do 50-something damage and I have...
No, they hit you 4 times. The biggest hit you took besides the crit was 10. 11. Sorry. It was 7 plus... 5, 6 plus 5.
I'm expecting myself to go down again.
It's okay. I'm expecting to bring you up again. Yeah. Seems to work out that way.
And it'd be like that sometimes. No, I used most...
Your taunt is gone, by the way.
Yeah.
Also, they made the save, so... Okay, it's their turn, right?
Yes.
The big guys? The one on the left is going to screech at one of the ones who is holding... The one who's holding a hostage is unharmed, and it drops the hostage.
What did they say?
It isn't actually an animal. They just look crab-like. They're like crab people.
That's weird.
You could theoretically roll to get the vibe of what they're saying because you speak so many languages.
I speak so many languages.
Actually, too. Anyone have Primordial? Primordial will give you like a basic understanding.
The fact that
would be me.
Mm-hmm. The fact that you just allow us to have Primordial, by the way.
It's just a language. I don't take that away from you.
Rolled a 9. Plus
charisma,
so
15.
Yep.
15. Okay, yeah. So with 15, it said, leave that to the others, get this one.
Okay. I'm going to yell out, hey, Codex, they're coming for you.
And that was after my action.
Great.
So here's the two swings from the one who just talked on Codex. Okay, that's a 4 and 6.
I can use that right
Welcome
now.
Welcome to the other end of the bell curve.
Yep.
Welcome to the club, man.
All right, 2 swings, but not an advantage anymore.
Correct. 19?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the secondary one is going to belch at you. Make a dex save.
I didn't do good with those.
It isn't as much damage as you're hoping it isn't.
Ten total.
Take 10 points of acid damage. I think you might be resistant.
I think I'm weak.
Oh.
No, that's him. Are you the one who's playing the acid?
I have vulnerability to acid damage.
Oh!
God damn it.
I have one hit point now. I got myself up to 21.
Wow. Wow. You did a good job.
Here yeah. we go again.
I am still standing, though.
That's the most important part.
And I'm not trying to concentrate on any spells yet.
Oh god, does it find you as not a threat? And does it just turn and walk away and run towards the other guy?
At 1 HP, he's really struggling.
Yeah, but it's an animal. They're intelligent enough not to do that. Okay, no. It's not going to do anything else. The other one did not use its belt, but it looks like it's like the sack on its throat looks like it is full. So they both could have done that. It chose not to. And you don't notice it refilling at all. Okay. Monsieur Art, who is next? Mirage?
Mirage.
Fantastic. Paul?
Yeah.
I'm going to attack some grabs.
Which one?
Well,
ranged or melee?
It's going to be ranged. Whichever one. Which one has like a hostage? Or which one's going for him? For.
Three of them have attacked me this turn.
Okay.
Two.
No, I got two sets of claws and then a belch.
One of the warriors belched on you. Both warriors have a belt, have like a spew. They only one of them used
it. I thought it was a third guy that came up to do the belch.
So here's the situation. You have hostage standing at the edge of the water.
Okay.
Hostage standing at the edge of the water.
Mm-hmm.
No hostage turning toward Codex.
Mm-hmm.
And then the two warriors standing over top Codex.
Okay.
I forgot I had a certain spell I could have used.
Blur?
Absorb elements.
Yeah, that would have worked.
I'm going to do that.
That's fine.
You need it.
Because it's my vulnerability for my power set.
It wouldn't matter. So yeah, you'd take it anyway.
Okay. That's also why I chose not to
blink.
I'm going to move my hunter's mark.
Two?
To the one that has a hostage.
There's two with hostage.
I'm going to choose to eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Choose whichever. And I'm going to hit that one.
Even or odd? I should just roll the damage die. When you roll the hit, we'll do it that way. What'd you roll?
It was 7 plus 9.
16? 16 hits.
Okay. And then...
7 is odd, so it's that one. Okay.
Yeah. And then
D10 and D6.
And fours. A couple of fours.
8, 13. Okay. So it's taking that much damage. That was number 3 you hit, and it looks like it is hanging on, not quite by a thread, but it's hurt pretty bad.
So what I'm hearing is that a Murphy could...
Or a Harriet, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Murphy's turn.
Okay.
A 10 plus the 5, misses. 15. God, son of a bitch.
You now know it's AC.
16.
Correct.
Fantastic. Maybe you try to take a shit on it.
Got it.
12 plus 5.
17 hits.
A bunch of...
What's the plus 4?
I guess what you kills it no matter what.
4 plus 5.
Dead.
Somehow Harriet is now the MVP right now.
No, I'm pretty sure it's still you. You one-shot the other one.
Well, that was a natural 20, and that really hasn't gone up ever since, so...
Okay, so you have no... Where would you like your beasts end up at the end of their turn? They had to move to that one anyway, so that's it. Because they weren't next to each other. Okay, after Mirage is...
That would be me.
The Chimera Show.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and quicken a healing word onto...
Healing word's a bonus action already.
Yeah.
Oh, it's already a bonus. Yeah, you're right. Never mind. So I'm going to healing word
Codex. I'm going to give him a second level one instead? Why do you think it's not worth it?
I have plans for the second level. Okay. Oh, I maxed again.
10?
Yeah.
He's like, I like being healed for 10. It's good.
And then I'm going to yell out to the other crab that has the hostages, if it's a guy or a girl, I'm going to say, I'm going to try to save you. Just don't resist. And I'm going to do the vortex warp.
That's 2 leveled spells in 1 turn.
Oh, okay.
That's not allowed.
Skip healing me. Save it for when I go back down.
That might be a valid thing. I'll let you keep the roll, though. Because I'm not a monster.
I'll take my 10 damage again.
So, but yeah, I'm going to vortex warp
the one
that's in the uninjured one.
The uninjured one is attacking.
You said there were 2 with hostages.
Yes, now there's 1 with a hostage.
Oh, because she killed the one.
Yes.
So yeah, the one that has the hostage.
It's a short brunette young lady, probably okay. 16, probably about your age actually.
Okay.
Cute, and she says, "Yep."
I'll vortex warp her. Mm-hmm.
And she gets really scared, and she turns into a gerbil.
I love that for her.
Yeah, she'll be.
Yeah, and then she like starts bounding through the sand. This is fair, and she turns into a person again. And can move through the sand.
So, all right.
90-foot teleport. Actually, no. You can aim 90, then go 90 behind you.
Yes,
it's a 180-foot teleport.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly what.
No, exactly how the spell works.
Mm-hmm.
So much cool stuff from that book.
And then what else can I? Oh, I can still do a cantrip.
If you quicken it, yes.
Yes, I'll quicken a cantrip. The
Thornbolt. At which one?
At the one that I just took the stuff away from.
Got it. Okay, leaving the warriors to the warriors. I understand.
17 plus hits. 8. 16.
That's a hit. Okay.
Hey, sucker, I'm over here.
Yeah, he doesn't like you.
I'm sure he doesn't.
Which translates to, fuck you, bitch, I'm coming.
And then Matthew is...
He can be a melee if he wants to.
Yeah, he's going to move into the melee.
Melee. Any kind of brute melee is a good thing.
Yes. He can't hit broadside of a barn.
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 5.
Plus it's not that vague.
Plus 6.
Ain't gonna get it. Wait, 6? Oh, yeah. Yeah. It hits hard, though.
Oh, yeah.
If it hits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it ain't gonna do it. All right.
Group 1?
Yep. Group 1.
Group 1. The injured one is going to... Injured one's standing in the entangle still, so it needs to get out of that first. So it'll roll a strength save to get out of the entangle. It will fail. So instead it will chitter, and I will roll a dice to see if he gets any allies back out of the water. No. On a four-sider. Just one chance. And then basically called Brothers from the Sea, aid us, and nothing happens.
All right. I believe that would be it for my turn.
Mm-hmm. Their turn.
I have 4. I had number 4 left, who's untouched. He's going to skitter very fast across the sand and attack Codex. It only gets 1 attack. No, sorry. It gets 2, but they're much, much worse than the other. Well, less damage, at least.
I only have 1 hit point, so.
Yeah, that's not good for you, then. 20 even?
Shield.
All right, good. Second one? 20 even again.
Still shielded.
I'm aware. You're just like...
You want to hear the best part is?
What?
It's my turn.
You're like... I'm alive!
I'm going to use my other second level spell slot to do the exact same thing I did last turn.
You're just going to have to avoid hitting his brother.
It's a 10-foot radius.
Okay, yeah, it's easier to aim then.
Yeah, and so I can get all 3.
Yep. Enemies. Those warriors are going to kill you guys if you're not careful.
So make con saves for all 3 of them, or take 10 damage.
I just saw him. Just dead. Just sure. Hold on. Here's the two warriors. 18's the low for the warriors.
So they save. So they take a 5 each.
And then the other one did even better. So 5. So they each take 5.
But I hit 3 creatures for a total of 15 damage.
I didn't say it was bad. I'm just. And then you healed yourself for how many?
I rolled a 1 on my D8. So a total of 6 points. Because I do have a 20 con. I swear I am tanky.
This fucking spell sucks.
So I have 7 hit points right now. And a bonus action to nope the hell out of there.
Just teleport 30 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nope, 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 nope. All right, next. I assume you run as well. And where are you running to? Back towards your team?
Towards the team, yeah.
Okay. Then you are on the team. You're right up. You're right by them.
And then group 2.
Group 2. That's my warriors. Who have a Matthew to beat up now.
Yeah, he can take it.
First 2 swings on a Matthew. The dice giveth and the dice taketh away. I'm going to guess 12 misses.
Yes.
Does a 28 hit?
Yes.
Okay. That is this many dice. That is 15 points.
Okay.
And then his sibling. Okay, last time I rolled a 2 and an 18. This time I rolled a 1 and a 19. That's a weird number, though. Plus
19, yeah.
I'm going to hit you. For 9. And the one who's obviously in charge.
15 and 9 is... Yeah, okay.
And the one who's obviously in charge goes... And it says, get that one. And they it still points at Codex.
Oh, they don't like you.
No. Really?
And they say a false warrior, because he's wearing armor.
And they're not.
That's natural. That's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My armor's natural.
They don't know that. I know it's not.
All right.
Pseudo natural.
Mm-hmm. Mirage.
Okay. Here we go. I'm gonna move.
So
Hunter's Mark,
either Murphy or Harriet could kill the last skirmisher or the second to last skirmisher.
All right, we'll have Murphy do it.
Have Murphy attack.
16 plus yes. 5. Thank Christ.
It has 5 HP. Do you do at least plus 5?
T6 plus peanut butter piercing damage. So I have to get a 3.
Or it's you're missing a number.
PB?
It's PB plus 2, isn't it?
No. Plus PB piercing damage.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Really? I rolled a 5 plus... All
right, so it's dead.
Yeah. Thank God. All right.
Now for the poopinator.
Well, I haven't gone yet, so do I move? I move it to another...
Yep. So you've got the skirmisher who's coming for your friend, and the two warriors who are beating up your friend's brother.
Jesus Christ!
What kind of weapon does Matthew swing, or is it just big old fist of ice?
Big old fist of ice.
Okay. Just like literally like boxing gloves made of ice. That's hilarious.
I think what we're going to do is just shoot one of the ones that's at the brother, and then I'll send the bird to shit on. The one that is messing with Codex.
Got it.
God, son of a fucking bitch. God, fuck, damn. 6. 6 plus 7.
Miss.
Tell me. No, wait, 6 plus 9.
Still miss.
God, son of a bitch. Okay. Harriet, listen. You can do this. I believe in you. Plus 5. Son of a bitch, son of a fucking damn it.
I'm guessing he missed.
8 plus 5, miss.
Yeah, it misses.
Moving on.
Alrighty. After Mirage is Chimera, right?
Yes.
All right.
So I'm gonna go ahead and how big is the entangle area? 20-foot cube.
Yep.
Warriors coming in. How big?
They're large.
20-foot cube enough to get.
You can get them in that skirmisher right now.
Okay, then I'm gonna do that. So they'll have to make
strength save. No, dex first, then strength, right? Or is it strength?
It was just said strength.
Strength the whole time. Okay. Well, they're very good at that.
I'm sure they are.
I think it is time for new dice, though. So if you want to grab me a different set after this episode,
okie dokie.
I have plus 10, and I have plus 8, and I failed both. It's a good day.
And the skirmisher?
16.
I
think that fails. 8, 14, 2, 16.
Yeah, 16. That's...
The skirmisher figured it out. How the fuck that happened, I don't know.
He's climbing up over the backs of the others.
That has to be it. That's canon now.
Yeah. I like the skirmisher's going, yeah, you guys are too big, too slow.
Oh, shit. It's like the freaking, Terminator of skirmishers, apparently. Whose turn? Oh, no, it's Matthew's. Or do you have anything else you'd like to do? You going to fire another Quicken Thorn Bolt because you can?
Yes. Yes, I am.
With your increased number of sorcery points because of your Meta Magic Adaptive Feat that you forgot you had?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's one skirmisher that's mostly dead.
They're all there's one skirmisher left, and it's the one that was in your that is on the back of the others.
Okay, so that's the one I'm going to shoot.
Sweet.
7 plus 8 is 15.
Miss. You know, one more. You knew that.
Yeah, I know. All right.
You don't get the alternate sorcery thing to seek it at somebody else.
Yeah.
Until next level.
Then Matthew is going to
Start punching.
All right, do it.
He's already there.
At the warriors or the infiltrator? Because they're all within range right now.
He's going to go up against the warrior. The one that seems to be mouthy.
Yeah, the bigger one.
So that's going to hit.
What'd you roll?
15.
Plus 6?
Yes.
Hits. It was closer than you'd think, though.
Nope.
Is that a pair of soccer balls, I hear?
No.
D6s.
Okay. D6s. 14.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Yeah, is it bludgeoning damage?
Yes. Because it's big ice fists.
I'll take double. 14 is...
28.
I'd need to finally swing my hammer.
Because yeah, exactly. I was like, they have 20 armor class, but they are vulnerable to bludgeoning. All of them are vulnerable to bludgeoning because they're crabs. That was their weakness.
And then they downed me in.
Exactly. I was like, if I put them down, maybe they won't figure it out. And they haven't yet. You guys hadn't yet.
No.
Until you just did it, and you're like, mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Does he get two attacks or one?
Just says he only has one.
He gets it. He gets his next one at 5.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. Anything else you want to do? He didn't get hit, did he?
Not this turn. Previous turn.
Because he could heal himself with a second wind type deal.
Oh yeah.
Him.
He's still fine for now. Okay.
Next.
Group one.
Yes.
All right, the last skirmisher is going to leap off the back of the other one and sprint towards Codex.
I am 60 feet away.
Okay.
They're fast suckers.
Apparently.
Two attacks. I got a 27.
I am going... Just a 27?
Total, yeah.
I'm still under the effect of Silvery Barb.
Still.
Because non-concentration.
I know.
I'm at 7 hit points, so I can't shield that. I'm going to try to silvery barb it.
Miss.
And Natalie is the recipient of this silvery barb.
You get advantage in your next attack roll.
Ability check or saving
throw. Thank fucking Christ.
any of the three?
Yeah.
All right. So that was fun for me. Okay. Skirmisher, put the fear of God into Codex for a second.
All right.
Next.
Time for some Crab Rangoon.
Warriors?
No.
Oh.
Codex.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still alive.
Forgot.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Originally, if he didn't come up to me, I was going to fairy fire the group of three. But I'm going to give myself my last set of temporary hit points to put me at 11 hit points.
Oh, man, my clock can still put you down if I roll max damage.
And I'm going to Booming Blade.
Okay.
And because I have advantage from my silvery barbs, I have super advantage. 16 plus 8. And 16.
Double to 32.
Mm-hmm.
Krakalakan is dead.
Is it still up?
No, Krakalakan is dead.
All I heard was Krakalakan.
It's like a soft shell crab. You obliterated it.
All right. Warriors up.
My favorite. By the way, Matthew's vulnerability is fire.
Okay.
Because it's ice and fire. It just makes sense.
That makes sense.
First two claws. It is always feast and famine with these. It's a good roll and a terrible roll. 24 to hit.
24 I'll hit.
And then less than 10, less than 15 for the other one. So that's first hit. I'll roll the damage now, just sure, so I have it done. Oh, 15.
Okay.
Second one? Second crab? Swinging? 15?
15 does not hit.
29.
Jeez. Yes, that'll hit.
It's like, let me have it.
Are they a plus 10 to hit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These things would have been a threat by themselves. But with their vulnerability to bludgeoning, I made that there was more to them.
Mm-hmm.
That is 8 and 5 is 13. Is he still up?
Yes.
How the fuck? He's one tanky boy.
How many hit points do you have?
Damn it. Oh, I'm so close.
Yes, 2 hit points left.
Out of?
54.
Oh. Well, that's a good number.
Yeah.
It's a good number.
So he's taking 52 hit points. At least it all wasn't in one round, because that's what put me down.
Yeah.
All right. That was their turn, and they're pretty frustrated. The one thinks about belching, but then the leader thinks about belching, and then just decides against it.
All right, Mirage.
Okay. Here we go.
You can do this.
I know I can. I can believe in myself. I have advantage. It should be fine. I'm not going to have a 1-2 situation again.
You'll be good. Just trust.
Draw and release. Draw and release.
Paul, I'm going to hit you.
But what did I do wrong?
Not you, but I'm going to kill one of your creatures.
You have advantage on this attack.
I have both in my hand.
Did you move the Hunter's Mark to it?
Tough one. Thank God. Well, the first one was 19. Second one was an 8. Oh, yeah. 19 to hit. 19 you plus, hit. Yeah, okay. 19 okay.
plus 9 is 28. Yes, mm-hmm. You hit.
Okay, good. Okay, and then I hunger's marked it. 10, 6, put it all together. Oh, it's not the best, but we'll make do with what we got. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 damage.
Which one's this to?
Whichever one is almost dead. We'll go with that.
The leader.
The leader. Okay, Murphy. Can Murphy make it to the leader?
Yeah.
Murphy, I believe in you, bud.
And he gets movement, so he gets pound.
Pounce.
And pounce. I don't. Okay.
That's the Beast of Land who gets pounced.
Okay. Never mind.
16 plus 5. Yes. Oh my god, I'm gonna cry. 6 plus peanut butter. There it is. 1 plus peanut butter is 3. 3 damage.
And I'll take 3 more damage for the strength bonus. Okay. So next.
Alright, now Harriet.
Yes.
Goes, and I rolled a 13 plus
5.
I'm trying to read, I'm sorry. Is it plus 5?
It's your spellcasting bonus, so yes.
Okay.
It misses.
What? 13 plus 5?
Misses. He's
a big boss.
They have a 20 armor.
The warriors are 20.
Yeah, they're big.
The little guys are dead.
I thought you did good, Harriet, but it's okay. Thanks, buddy.
And it's skated across. It's carapace. Chitin carapace. Yeah.
And that is my turn.
Next,
the art.
Oh yep. God!
It's the art of combat. I haven't used that yet.
You think it'd be the art of war?
This is combat, not war.
So. I am going to go ahead and have...
Have you ever played a war cleric? Because then you would be the art of war.
I know.
Did your friends make that joke?
Good. Yeah. Good.
And you regretted playing a war cleric.
And you're like, that's banned.
Yeah.
I'll avoid it.
Yeah. That's a whole different... So... I am going to... Oh, the big guys are restrained because they failed the.
Hey, Natalie, roll another d20 for Harriet.
Why does she get another one?
Because it's restrained.
Because it's restrained,
And it didn't try and get out of it. Is it worse? Okay.
Yes.
No one else missed it. Oh no, Matthew missed it last time, but no, he didn't. He hit. No, he hit.
No, he hit.
Okay, so.
That's when we learned that they're vulnerable.
Yeah, it was bad for me. I realizing that was bad for me. Real bad. I actually like monsters with bigger health pools that have a weird, not so common weakness, because it's more interesting than just being, oh, they have a stack of hit points.
I'm going to go ahead and quicken. I'm going to go ahead and quicken another thorn bolt.
You going to shoot one too, or what's your action going to be? You haven't decided yet?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, shoot your quicken thorn bolt.
So quicken thorn bolt at the leader who should be, hopefully...
You miss.
18?
Is it restrained?
It's restrained.
23.
If you roll a 4, you kill it. Or it's like, it's a d12. What are my odds?
I did not roll a 4.
You had a 3?
I rolled a 2.
That's the art we know and love. All right.
Actually...
2 plus 6 is 8.
Hang on.
So this is actually...
Oh, I can't do another sorcery point to empower it.
Just shoot another one. It's a cantrip.
Yeah, I'll shoot another one at it.
Art, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that was on the other one.
Okay.
Call it a max damage crit. Because he rolled two,
I rolled 2 natural 20s.
For fun, it's going to pierce through and go to the next one. I'll give you the benefit. Max damage crit would be 24 plus 6 is 30.
Yeah.
As the bolt just shoots straight to the leaders, and he goes... And then he hits his buddy and just shatters against its chest plate.
And then... He goes,
I the leader now.
Then Matthew's going to swing at him.
He's like, shit.
So the 16, because of the advantage, will hit 16 plus
6. Hits.
6, yeah. And...
What?
Well, he just rolled 12 plus 6, so 18.
36
damage.
Dead. Describe how he takes it out.
poor Kodax.
I was up next.
He's gonna, you know, just, you know, start hitting it. He's gonna hit it actually in the where it's
the throat at, sack, yeah.
Yeah, and have the acid kind of eat through it.
Yeah. They're actually immune to acid damage. That was the thing, yeah.
But yeah, just smash him in the face.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's and they just kind of like smell really delicious, weirdly enough. They smell like crab.
Yeah, I'm not eating the crab.
No, they could talk.
Yeah.
Feels wrong.
Yeah.
I have to hold back Murphy.
Yeah, Murphy's like, seafood. Murphy's like,
I love seafood.
I love seafood, and they smell and taste like crab. Crab. That's like thousands of dollars worth of crab.
No.
Mm-mm. Yes.
It's nasty crab.
Delicious, you mean?
No, it's nasty crab.
I got a good bite of the one over there. It was delicious. It was like a
Murphy, a spot you prawn. Did not get a bite out of anything.
He killed one of the skirmishers. Oh, he got one.
Okay.
It tasted like a spot prawn.
Listen, I think you were just saying that because you're hungry.
He's always hungry.
That's true. That's fair.
Well, you didn't feed me four times yet today.
Oh my god. It's only the afternoon, man.
Yeah, we got breakfast, second breakfast.
Third breakfast.
Early lunch, lunch.
Don't forget about 11sies.
That's a man of culture, 11sies. As he knows, early lunch, 11sies.
Yeah. He's all yours.
Yes, I know.
And he shrinks back down to a cat and sits on your shoulder, and he like licks his paw, and it's coated in the meat. Doesn't this actually smell as delicious, which just feels wrong?
Yeah.
So, the Herc and Nighthawk help clear up the rest of the beach pretty handily. They're the two capes on scene. Eventually, other capes, like two or three other capes, do arrive. They're doing cleanup work, and then they're doing like photo shoots. Like, well, yeah, we came to help against the cephalid invasion, and they're like, you weren't even here. And then the company your dad's work for shows up, and they interview your dads, and they kind of downplay it, you know.
Like, oh, it's nothing.
We're just here for family, you know, family outing. Sorry about that. Like, oh, your daughter's here for, and they're like, no, she's not available for camera, and then.
As you turn invisible.
Ding. Exactly. They try to turn the camera on you. You disappear.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, so she's, okay, she disappeared. Got it. She probably teleports. Oh, it's an awesome power. And they're like writing it down. Like.
Yeah, believe what you want.
And they're like, think whatever you will. Thank you very much for coming. You know, and they're very, they work for like Under Armour-esque company, right?
Yeah.
That was the joke.
Yeah.
So. It's like an athleisure company. They're like, yeah, you know, it's easy to move around and insert company name here. What was the company called?
I don't think we came up with a company. God. I think it might have actually been Under Armour.
Athletico it is.
Athletico, sure.
Athletico.
I wouldn't necessarily use that because that's actually a...
brand?
Actually, there's a series of rehab places that's that.
Athletico?
Here in the Chicago area.
I just like the fact that it was Athletic Co. That was the.
Oh yeah, but
I think I'm gonna go with Athletico just for that. Athletico athleisure wear. Mm-hmm. And it's all high. You know, it's all like imitating high end stuff.
Yeah, Fabletics esque.
Yes. So you can write that down. Your dad's work for Athletico. Athleti, and then with space co.
I know how to spell Paul.
Okay. And you guys are asked to fill out a report for the FSA, you know, explaining your role in the battle. I believe you. It's a physical therapy. Yeah. But that makes sense to me. Like that would be a thing that they would have done something like that. So and you guys fill out your forms, and you've never done it before, so they're kind of like an FSA agent comes and walks you through it, like explain how this happened, blah blah blah. stop this mark that, oh, you're okay. You're part of the academy. Okay. Well, here you go. Is your handler here? No, she's not. Yes, she is. She's hiding over there. She walks over, she helps you fill out forms. and she, it turns out she was like up in the lifeguard tower dressed as a lifeguard.
The mustache.
No, like she looked like the, like, from Baywatch, like very stereotypical lifeguard.
Was she there the whole time?
Yes.
Like another, and the whole like, time. Like when we went to,
yes,
like every single place.
Yes.
That's incredible.
She is an infiltration expert.
I love that for her.
Her bonus is so high, you don't have a dice that rolls high enough to get
her. I know her, you her just bonus. Said that she's not wearing a fake mustache, but I do wholeheartedly believe she has sunglasses on and a fake mustache.
She has sunglasses on, but her fake mustache, she saved her when she was running the pizza place you guys were at.
Oh my god.
So comes by and she says, all right, you know, it's like, it's getting late that day, later in the day. And she says, all right, I'm going to give you until 7 o'clock tonight, but then we do have to go. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I know we usually let you go for the morning, but.
Can I go to a hospital?
So we have, there's an FSA medical boss who's going to be coming by for people who are injured.
Okay.
You qualify.
I've already spent two of my healing dice already.
Yeah, you're hurt a little bit. He's a little fucked up, y'all. Mm-hmm. I drafted you in one round.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time that happened at this table?
It's been a while.
But then again, they got the fight going. So you get on the medical bus, and it's like six or eight pods. You know, there's like a think like tour bus. But instead of beds and like seating, there's like not gurneys, but narrow medical beds. And you go in, and then there's, you know, they hook you up to an IV and, you know, just to make sure you're all good. And they run a test to make sure, you know, because you, anybody who got hit by these things, they're checking to make sure they didn't pick up something nasty.
Making sure they're not slabs.
No shit. They do a check.
I love those. It's one of my favorite
ones. Well, there's only two that can actually implant. It's the blue, no, red, and no, it's the blue and the green.
Yeah, I was thinking the green.
Because the other ones can't. Mm-hmm. So they have to protect those. I had a fight once where there was three of those and like five of the big ones, but they had to go for the, but the big ones were protecting the little ones. It was a very interesting fight. Mm-hmm. I think Natalie was part of that fight with the sleds. Mm-hmm. The big frog people.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also had in Ben's game.
Yeah.
Where I summoned a slad before we even knew we were fighting slads.
Okay, yeah, he's like, ironic. So you get checked out by a very breezy, like, medical agent. She's, you know, got flowers in her hair and blonde, you know, bleach blonde. Not bleach blonde, but like sun-bleached blonde comes over and she... It hands you a, it looks like Hawaiian punch, and it actually says like healing punch, you know, on the side, like the bottle. It says, here you go.
All right, thank you.
And you just make sure you sit here, and she actually like takes a second one and pours it into your IV. You can just wait till it's all done. You should be just fine. Okay. All
right.
And so how are the big nasties?
Oh, they're taken care of for now. Giant crab things.
Yeah, like I heard my supervisor. Oh, damn it, she turned British all of a sudden. That doesn't usually happen. I heard from my supervisor that they're going to be sending submarines out to check for the water, try and find the gate.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. They did. I have an odd question. Did they smell like anything unusual? You can roll perception now, post-mortem.
I was pretty close to them.
Exactly. You're the only one that had a shot. And Matthew. If you want to have Matthew roll as well. Because they'll be asking him as well. And ask, who the fuck are you?
Six plus something low.
13 total.
If it's 10, you'll get it. It's a pretty distinct smell.
All right, hang on.
13 total. They smell tasty.
The question she asked is, did they smell like licorice?
And the answer is?
No.
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 And what you'll learn is that the smelling like licorice, whenever someone comes through a portal, like through a dimensional portal like that, they smell like licorice for an hour afterward.
Okay, so they've been there for a while.
At least an hour. But they're not known for they don't know what these are, but things that come through usually don't wait. So it means that they're probably at least an hour away from shore. So they're like, she's like, okay, I'll make sure my supervisor knows. Thank you for the information. She pulls up like an AR screen and she flips it around. And you see that there's like a commendation at the bottom of your chart to give to your class.
Mm-hmm. I asked for her name.
Oh, my name is... suck.
And I do try to turn on the charm and flirt a little.
Willow
the medic.
Willow bark, which is used for a pain relief. That's right. I found a name that was fucking thematic and it worked for a hippie. I'm a winner. And her power is that she can brew potions, but out of natural materials. And actually make them do magic versus, like, most people throw things together that doesn't do shit. She has the mojo to make, like, the homeopathic remedies actually do something. It's a limited alchemist power. But pretty useful for healing.
Mm-hmm.
And the drink is good. And you watch as the Hawaiian punch goes in your vein. You're like, this is so weird, but I know it's right. I know it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she flirts back, but it's, you know, she's very breezy about it. And... you guys go out to dinner, you go to a celebratory dinner with the Herc and Nighthawk, and it's very nice, and 7 o'clock rolls around, and your dads give you a big hug, Mirage, and they say, you know, you're welcome back anytime. If you need something from us, the headmaster, you know, the teachers all have our number, or, you know, so you can get back to us. And you guys...
Nice.
You guys go back to the club. As you guys, you know, step into the teleportation pod, Bridget joins you and she says, good job today, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And with that, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.